I'm walking the floor over you. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true.
A flooring song.
I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks.
What did you expect?
Gary can
find, I didn't.
Gary can find them all. Gary can find them all. Here with Bram Flooring, founder and president, Mitch Taylor. Mitch, as we continue this conversation on floor covering over the next rest of this hour, if people wanted to have someone from your firm out to their home to measure and talk options, what phone number would you have them call?
Yeah, 623-974-9777, and they can also go to our website and schedule an appointment. That'll come to our email as well, bramflooring.com.
Okay, we've got Jeff and Buckeye and Joanne and Scottsdale that want to talk to you, but before we take their calls, let's talk just a little bit. You guys have been in the floor covering industry long enough. Let's talk about some of the trends we've seen come and go.
Yeah, I think the biggest trend that's gone is wall-to-wall carpet. Growing up here in the Valley, I remember walking into our home and it was, you walked right on carpet, and that's just not the case anymore. One spot in your carpet that gets worn out makes the rest of your house look worn out.
You start moving furniture to hide spots.
Yeah, and you don't really realize how bad it is until you move that furniture a couple of times. So wall-to-wall carpet, sheet vinyl, gone. Still doing some sheet vinyl. Most of the carpet that we do is going to be designated to bedrooms, maybe a living room, but not a hallway typically anymore, unless it's an upstairs or a staircase. So those are the things that we kind of see going out, coming in. It's traditional tile.
How about travertine? Are we travertine to death?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
It's not common anymore. That's for sure.
I think the noche you said was pretty much dried up.
Yeah, a lot of the traditional travertine, the noche colors and things like that. The mountains are actually drying up, so you can't even get it anymore. Which is kind of good timing for the market, because you know when I started, seemed like that's what everybody wanted.
Oh.
And now it seems like that's the only thing people don't want. You know, we don't want to take care of it, you know, because there's a lot of maintenance with travertine that I don't think a lot of people realized whenever they jumped into it, you know, 10 years ago.
And so much of that depended on the installer.
Yes.
And what he left you with.
Yep.
You know, that made a big difference. And boy, there was a big difference on maintenance depending on how good your installer was. And I think travertine seemed to me got replaced by porcelain wood plank tile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it came in like a barnstormer. Everybody wanted the ceramic wood grain porcelain.
Yeah. They've been around a long time. We were installing those in the 90s. I don't think they really got popular until the do-it-yourself home shows, and then your model home started putting them in, because a lot of people get their ideas from
sure.
those avenues. So. We would get, I know a couple years ago, we'd have people come in and ask us if we had the new wood plank stuff. And I'm like, yeah. We've got that. And there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah.
A lot of it out there.
Well, let's see if we can take Jeff and Buckeye, get his question, and see how well we can help him out. Good morning, Jeff. Let me introduce you to Bram Flooring.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. We bought a house in Buckeye about 2 years ago, and the entry and the kitchen is all tile, and but there's a spot in the living room that is tile, and one of the problems is the tile is obviously no longer available, and we've seen so many ugly installs of tile bumping up against existing tile, and I wondered if there's any opportunities to find a solution, you know, aside from tearing out all the existing tile.
Putting an existing tile, a new tile with an existing tile, sometimes, most of the times, doesn't look good, because you're not going to be able to match grout lines, you're not going to be able to match texture, colors. So as we were speaking about wood plank tiles, wood goes with everything. It goes with carpet, it goes with tile. So if you have a wood look tile that you wanted to put in there, that would definitely match up and designate a room to be separate. You can use borders to separate, but typically we can take a piece of the plank and run it a different direction to give it a border look. But that seems to always be the one thing. Another thing you can do is also take tile. If you wanted to get a tile that kind of matched, you could take it and maybe put it on a diagonal to break it up so you don't have that contrast in grout lines.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help with that, and I do believe probably the wood plank would be the answer.
Jeff, let me recommend
each color. And
Jeff, let me recommend something. If you can take photos of the flooring and the area in your home, Mitch, where would you have him email that to?
You could email that to sales at Bram Flooring. We'll pick it up from there.
Sales at
Bram, B-R-A-M, flooring, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, in the subject line, just put Rosie on the House Radio Show. And then of all the emails you get, it'll kind of stand out. You'll be able to grab a look at it. And
exactly.
Jeff, include your contact information. And Mitch or Virgil, get in touch with you and just talk you through it, what the options are. It's sometimes in that kind of an answer, seeing it gives you a little bit more opportunity to answer it correctly. When we get back, we're going to talk with Joanne from Scottsdale, and I want to talk some more about this luxury vinyl tile, in particular the vinyl tile plank. We're seeing a lot of requests for that. Right here at Rosie on the House.